we had obviously big aims this year to get out of Division 3, and we probably messed up that, you know, in the first two games, taking 1 point from it. So you'd much rather be in Armagh's position. They're obviously, they are in a crest of a wave to a certain extent. But in saying that there, we know on our day, if we can get everybody out fully fit and motoring well, we're a match for most of them, you know. So we had a reasonably good showing last year against Tyrone and the Championship, off the back of a Division 4 campaign where we got through relatively easily. So Ulster football is usually always very, very competitive. So if we can bring that competitive level to the game against Armagh, then we get to see where that takes us. There's no point in preempting what will happen or what won't happen. We know Armagh are favourites. That's grand. They have earned that right to be called favourites. So for us, it's about going and making as competitive as possible. And if we can use home advantage to any type of advantage, then, you know, we will certainly try and use that. With the score lines they're posting in Division 2, that their forward line's potent, but, you know, Oisin O'Neill is a serious threat in the middle of the pitch, chips in a lot of scores, and I think it's maybe doing the Armagh defence a bit of a disservice too, because, you know, they have a couple of really, really good man-to-man markers. Aidan Forker has, you know, been one of the best man markers in the country the last number of years. James Morgan, who's been a stalwart for Cross McGlenn. So, you know, they're not in Division 1 for no reason. And I'm not going to be saying anything different, because I feel a huge amount of respect for Armagh and the players and what they put in. And like I said, we just want to go out on Sunday and make it as competitive as possible. And, you know, see where that takes us. At the end of the day, Derry at the minute aren't claiming to be any kind of world beaters, but I feel we are improving. We want to improve, and I feel with Rory in charge, the seeds are firmly planted for real progression, hopefully next year.